This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The higher education news of this Monday comes to us out of Hanover, New Hampshire, where Dartmouth College has announced that starting next year, applicants will once again have to submit standardized test scores along with their grades and essays and recommendations. Dartmouth, like a lot of schools, had made the SAT and ACT optional in 2020. It's been a tricky couple of years for the companies that administer those tests, so we asked Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes for an update on the testing industrial complex.
Back in 2020, the ACT became really hard to give.
Because a lot of schools were just closed.
Janet Godwin is the CEO of ACT, the nonprofit that administers the test.
And then where schools were open, there was the social distancing.
Which meant you couldn't fit as many high schoolers into a cafeteria to take the test. ACT felt that. Its annual revenue dropped from $302 million in 2019 to $241 million in 2020. But Godwin says it's now bouncing back to pre-pandemic levels. And that's partly because colleges still want to see the scores for things like scholarships or certain programs.
A school may be test optional for general admissions, but still have a score requirement for programs like nursing or engineering.
Also, standardized testing is just kind of in the water in a lot of school districts. And Brookings fellow Catherine Meyer says many still build time into the day for the SAT and ACT and foot the bill for the tests.
So there are still a lot of students taking these exams, and then students are making the decision about which institutions to send them to.
Meyer says the testing industry is also bringing in revenue by selling tools to colleges that will give a student's test score some context.
Where they sort of guide an admissions officer through, this is a student's test score, and here's how you should consider that given the environment they grew up in. You know, this may be a slightly lower SAT score, but it's the best score that anybody from their high school has gotten in the past couple of years.
Meanwhile, going test optional has been hard for institutions, says independent education consultant Justin Cohen.
Like it or not, like a single test score is a much easier thing to like put on a form and calibrate than all of these other ephemeral factors, including grade point average and student activities and interviews.
And he says that's why more colleges may be going back to requiring the test scores they know. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.